This is TWiT.
Charles is on the line. He's in Texas, where they're used to this heat. Hi, Charles from Marshall, Texas.
We're on our way up to 103 today.
Nice. It's a cool day in Marshall.
But it's a dry heat.
It's a dry heat. Marshall's in West Texas?
It's East Texas.
East Texas, I mean. Yeah, yeah.
About 120 miles east of Dallas.
So you don't get the muggy Gulf breezes or anything like that?
Yes, we do.
Oh, you do?
That's all we get.
Oy. Oy. How fun. What can I do for you today?
I called you today because I have a couple of Synology network-attached storage devices, and one backs up to the other. The other one is in a distant location, and it is that one that got hit by ransomware last Sunday.
Your Synology got hit by ransomware?
Yes.
Oh.
I didn't lose any data because I have backups of backups. This was kind of the end-of-the-line backup.
And it's the only one that got hit. Did it get hit by, out of curiosity, ransomware designed for Synology, or was it on a network that got hit in general?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I opened the text message within Synology and read, go to this link and find out how you can encrypt it or decrypt it. I did not do that.
Yeah, the good news is you still have the data, so you just... Yeah. No big deal. Exactly. I would completely format that Synology so that if there is malware on it, you want to reinstall
it's
everything.
It's a distant location, so I just shut it down. And when I go there again, I will reformat it and reinstall everything.
Perfect.
But my question is, how did it get on there? Because I went through all the security settings that I could find, and I got to be honest with you, I didn't know until this week that Synology had two factors not listed under security. It's listed under personal information, under your personal account.
Yeah, that's...
So I missed that.
Yeah.
Is that what happened to me?
No, I don't think so.
Set up so that you could enable account protection where it would limit the number of login attempts. I looked at the log, and it had three attempts, and one of them got through.
Okay. So let me, then two-factor would help. So let me explain, first of all, because people are going, what's a Synology? It's called a network-attached storage. We talk about them all the time. Basically, it's a honking big hard drive, often with multiple drives in it. My Synologies have five drives in them, about 40 terabytes worth of storage on those. Lots of storage. They're a computer, though. It's got a processor, memory, and all of that, and it's connected to the network. The only thing it doesn't have is a keyboard, mouse, and monitor. Network-attached storage is designed to be used over the network. So you log into it, and you can then manage it, run software, and so forth. Synology is my favorite. That's the one I would get. QNAP, another company that makes NAS, was bit last week by ransomware. So the question is, how'd you get it? Now, if that Synology is on a network, of course it is, right? Is it at work, or where is the Synology?
It's at home, and it's on the Internet.
Okay. So there's a couple of ways you could get ransomware. If you got ransomware on a computer on the same network, nowadays ransomware generally does something called worming. It will go out over the network, look for other hard drives, other storage devices. So you can have a Synology encrypted by ransomware if it's bootable, mountable on your local computer, and your local computer gets bit by ransomware. However, if your Synology, and this is something to think about when you set up your Synology, if your Synology is visible to the public internet, most of the time you want it to be because it's perhaps serving photos or video or whatever, you should really limit it to just stuff you know you want. Don't install a web browser in PHP unless you know you need it, for instance. Synology can be run as a website, and the more services you turn on, the more public services you route through your firewall into the public internet, the more vulnerable it is. My Synology has SSH turned on, so I can log into it via SSH. That SSH server is visible to the outside world, and I have it. There's a setting which I would turn on that says, after some number of attempts, block that IP address. So I would turn that on because what happens is, and it seems to be coming from China, they'll keep trying to log in. What you want after three attempts or five attempts is to say, no, 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 no. You can also block China, which I've done. You can block whole geographic regions. You can even say, and I would suggest this, only be available to these IP addresses. Now, that may not suit if you're using it as a web server or something like that, but the idea is lock it down as much as you can. Two-factor will help. It sounds like somebody logged in. Is that what happened?
I guess that's what happened. It showed that there were three attempts, and the fourth one got through.
Okay.
And the IP address was in Canada, but I'm sure that was rerouted.
Yeah. You never can tell where these come from because they route through other servers. So very likely you had a password that they could guess, and you didn't have two-factor. Once they've logged in, well, of course, you're done. You don't know what they've done, right? So the good news about a Synology is if you can lock it down. It has very good, I think, in my opinion, very good security. I don't know of any security flaws that you have to watch out for. That would be the other way it could be hacked. But you see a login. Okay, somebody got in. And what they did is they probably put a PHP script on there and it just did it. So it's a Linux operating system. So if you know what you're doing, you can do what they did. The good news is it didn't propagate back to your other computer. That's what you want. And now you just, fortunately, you have other copies, so you wipe it and you start over. I would fully wipe it, though. Yeah, that's unfortunate. But see, you're not, This is why you're so cool, calm, and collected, even though it's 105 degrees, because it's not your only copy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I had it limited at 5 attempts within 10 minutes.
So they got it in 4.
But I had like a 12-character alphanumeric with symbols in it. So that seems
odd that they were able to lock, say, to guess it, right?
Right.
So certainly block.
But that's what I wanted to know. If it came in through the login attempt is verified. So it wasn't something that maybe one of my computers uploaded.
You see, that worries me. So they logged into, did they log into DSM, the Synology software? Is that what they logged into?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's not good. Definitely turn on two-factor. That makes me think there might have been, I don't know, what services do you have turned on? Do you use FTP or web serving?
There's really nothing on it, but it's backing up other Synologies that I have and also serves as a backup Plex server. And that's it.
So Plex is the public part, or no?
Yes.
Yeah. So if there were a flaw in the Plex software, that would be... But see, that's not what happened. Somebody logged in with a legit login. That's
right.
Weird.
Yes.
That's weird. You make sure you only have one account. Don't use your admin account. You know, have a secondary account. Turn on two-factor. Turn off every service you don't use, which sounds like you're doing. Do you use Hyper Backup to backup between the two?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's secure as far as I know. Boy, that's scary. It could be there was an issue or somehow somebody I would turn off DS. Well, you can't do that because you want to log in remotely, don't you?
Right.
Yeah, use the geographic constraints. You know, say, oh, you can only, I would say you can only log in from these IP addresses, something like that.
Right.
Or at least say, unless it's in Texas, I don't want to let them in. It'll take them a while to figure that out, right?
Right.
And turn on two-factor. Wow. And so you got a pop-up that said, ha-ha.
Yeah, I got an email saying unauthorized login. And I checked it out. It came in like at 3 in the morning.
That means it was probably not Canada. So there is a security advisor. I'd run that. Synology does have some information about ransomware. On their webpage, I'm looking at that right now. You of course keep DSM up to date, right?
Right. Oh yeah.
Yeah. In July 2019, there was a flaw discovered, but since you've got the up to date, so here's what they say: use a complex and strong password, create new account in administrator group, disable default admin account. That could be how they got in. Enable auto block. You've got that. And then run Security Advisor to make sure you don't have any weak passwords. That's what they say. I think you've already been through all that.
Right.
It looks like people are going. Synologies are, you know, a rich target. So I wouldn't be surprised to see people. I mean, people try to log into my Synology every day. Mostly from China. Yeah. That's because I have SSH turned on.
Right.
And that's, you know, they go, oh, port 22, ooh. They get all excited. It's worrisome that they had that password. Make it longer.
Yes.
Make it longer and stronger. And turn on two-factor. Yeah. I'm glad it didn't hurt.
Thank you.
I'm glad it just stung a little. Great to talk to you. Stay cool.
You too, Leo.
Thanks,
Thank
Charles.
You. Bye-bye.
See ya. Wow, that's an interesting story.